I will open the meeting. 4 o'clock. Got to read out a bit nowadays. Apparently, in accordance with section 5.23A of the Local Government Act 1995 and part 2A of the Local Government Regulations 1996, this council meeting is duly being digitally recorded. Audio. All recordings will be retained as part of the Shire of Coolan's records and will be made available to the public via council's website, excluding recordings of matters that council will take behind closed doors. Each meeting, is it?
Allegedly, yes.
Record of attendance. Councillor Keezy is absent.
An apology.
We have no leaves of absence. Declarations of interest by members. Do we have any? Councillor Smoker.
I'd like to declare a proximity interest in item 9.4, reserve price of vacant land report.
No further declarations of interest. We have no public question time. Applications for leave of absence. Next meeting. Bill. Confirmation of minutes for previous meeting. Shire of Coolan ordinary meeting 16th of April 2025. And a mover and seconder, Councillor Gangel. Councillor Mullum. Any questions or comments out of those minutes? Anyone opposed to adopting those minutes? Carried. New presentations and deputations. 9.1, list of accounts paid during the month of April 2025. Have a mover and seconder. Councillor Noble. Councillor Miller. A list of accounts is in attachment one if there's any queries or anyone opposed to adopting the officer's recommendation? Financial report, April 2025. Mover and seconder. Councillor Miller, Councillor Noble. Any questions or queries out of that report? Anyone opposed to adopting the recommendation? Carried. Carried. 9.3, inclusion of SMS services eligible expenditure under the DFIS local government grant scheme. Mover and seconder. Councillor Smoker. Any questions or discussion out of it? What sort of costs is currently involved with that?
The 23-24 financial year is presently is around $2,500. The SMS that was out through harvest bands and other notices associated with the fire portfolio in the year to date. This year we're over 5,000, probably 5,500, and I just went through my main phone, just recorded all the messages that come through on the group text, and I think out of 50 messages that have gone out over since we went into restricted banning, then prohibited, then the fire season itself. So 50 messages approximately all up, and 47 of those were associated with half a span notification or total fire bans, half spans on, half spans off. So just significant. I have approached sort of informally through DFES channels. They said, go and fill out Form 11 within the local government grant scheme guide and we'll have a look at it. And I know what that response will be, so I'm just trying a different angle of advocacy through the central zone and through the regional operations advisory committees for the chief bushfire control officers and a few others come together a couple of times a year. So you can only ask, really.
It'll be the same for every shire.
I think that Shire Kent went to a WhatsApp for theirs to save that. Obviously, that's a cheaper platform to do it on. So they changed theirs last year to the WhatsApp.
But not everybody's on WhatsApp.
Yeah, well, you had to register with that, and that was a problem because there was quite a few complaints down there when I didn't know there was a harvest ban on. But that was just simply a cost-saving measure for them.
Well, I guess what I sort of take umbrage to is from what DFES came back and said, are you just using it for broader community purposes? I said, no, it's actually a risk management tool, which otherwise prevents having to put resources out to put a fire out through good management. So I think it's worth the conversation and keep pushing it.
So, is anyone opposed to adopting the officer's recommendation? Gary? So we can just open the court. 9.4 reserve price on vacant land report. Mover and seconder. Councillor Gangell. Councillor Noble. Discussion on that.
Really, I think the process has been working pretty well.
Yep. Actually started moving a few, which is good.
Yeah. So maybe the price is correct with the discount at CrowdView as well.
Yeah.
With the valuations for end of financial year are about to come through, so I'm expecting the draft values for land in the next couple of days. It would have been nice to have them for you today, but I would expect that they'll be consistent with this given that the sales are so recent.
Yeah, right.
So, I guess it's just whether you guys still consider the $15,000 discount on the CrowdView estate blocks to be appropriate. But like you say, we are selling blocks. So,
any sales better than no sales?
Yeah. And probably the higher quality blocks are the ones that have sold over there. So, the discount could be an incentive for the remaining blocks there too.
Yep. You're likely to ever sell those ones down on the flat. Down towards the road.
Maybe.
The North Hills are gone, I reckon they will.
Just the road frontage is probably as big a problem as what the flat being. Yeah. So but there is a reasonable, you could build a reasonable buffer out the front still. Plenty of depth on all those blocks because they all run back.
Yeah, away. I just didn't know whether we use some of that land to plant some trees or nature to strip it.
We've actually
a bit more attractive.
We've actually got some trees getting picked up in Narrogin. Down the bottom of Chacarandas, the hand would be a bit wet. And
yeah.
We're going to plant them down in sort of the corner of each block along there.
Yeah, okay.
Try and go.
Yeah, just pretty barren.
Yeah.
Along that road and
we'll colour and life into it and
yeah.
take up some of the water, hopefully.
Yeah, okay.
We've also got the signage. Taryn's been doing some work on the signage as well. So that's about to be ordered, Taryn, isn't it? So, you know, a bit of extra exposure down there too.
Signage for sale signage?
Yeah.
I think some trees and beautification of that road frontage would be good.
Changed the appearance of it a fair bit.
Yeah, it's just
Is anyone opposed to adopting the officer's recommendation? Carried. If someone wants to grab Brad, get some smoker back in. Uh, 9.5, longer draft advocacy position, state development applications and decision making. Have a mover and seconder. Councillor Miller, Councillor Berry. Any questions or discussion on that item?
I'll just make a comment, Mr. President. In the broader context, this whole paper by Welga, and it's been broadly sort of issue that's been broadly canvassed over a number of months now, even a couple of years, that I think it's sort of aimed at keeping local government at the table when these developments are coming through, and it's been scope for local government to be bypassed and sort of just take what you're given. So in the broader sense, this is really about trying to shore up a seat at the table. And these larger developments are falling on the doorstep of rural, regional, local governments. So, I'm far from an expert in this field, but I think anything that keeps local government at the table is, I think, deemed as a positive.
Yeah, some of those can bring a significant cost to the local government.
And like in Arrogant's case, you know, some of the projects that are on the radar there, you know, now hit the panic button about, you know, accommodation, workforce, these sort of things, which local governments being excluded from as a consideration, how they manage that. You know, roads, raw material, you get more water, where you're getting the gravel, all this sort of stuff. So, pretty much in broad form at this stage, but I think it's supported and well done. Space.
Anyone opposed to adopting the officer's recommendation? Carried. 1.6, adoption of fees and charges for 25-26. Attachment 5. A mover and seconder, Councillor Mullen, Councillor Noble. Any queries or comments? I had one small one there's on the level one housing. There was, well, the rest of the housing just went up a slight amount, but that one stayed the same.
Right, I did the use of fees and charges. Comment.
Well, they haven't moved a lot, but they'll
no, only by a couple of dollars. Yeah. I suppose that's a bit awkward because that's the amount of rent that I pay. I have not increased it because I pay that rent. It's just an oversight, really.
Yeah,
I don't know
yes. Sort of might look better if it were all...
Yeah, if it all goes up, yeah.
Yep. Anyone got any queries or comments on that? Yes, Councillor Bowie.
It's just a comment. The significant jump in fees and charges for the tennis club house and the free bin, the fill room. I guess that's to try and cover the cost of cleaning, and that it's significant, you know, going up $65 for a non-member, but the fill room is $70. Member.
What page is that? Page numbers anyway, so.
Yeah. You're talking about the rec centre, FRC, so that's on page 11 of the user fees and charges if you're looking at the attachment. The hire of the fill room has gone up. I'm not, are you just looking between the member and the non-member, Robbie, like the difference?
Well, previously a member for the fill room was $85 and it's gone up to $155. And previously a non-member, $170, has gone to $235.
So, sorry, if I can just clarify something, that was a fee that wasn't included last year, that's right, isn't it, Foops? It's for hires of over 100 people, and I have copied the line from above and copied it into below. That $85 should be nothing. There was no fee there previously at all. So it hasn't jumped. It's a completely new fee.
Right.
So previously, it was just for any hire, so now that it's split between a hire of less than 100 and more than 100. Foops, is that, that's... The intention,
okay.
Yeah.
So I was seeing that as
yeah, a massive increase.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, and generally the higher fee for non-members is for outside parties coming in and using it. So it's capturing people out of our community, really.
And it's still relatively cheap in the scheme of things, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyone, Councillor Bowie? Anyone else have anything? Anyone opposed to adopting the officer's recommendation? Carried. 10.1, compliance reporting, general compliance, April 2025. Have a mover and seconder. Councillor Miller, Councillor Smoker. Any queries or comments? Attachment 6. Anyone opposed to adopting the recommendation? Carried. 10.2, Employee Code of Conduct. Mover and seconder. Councillor Noble. Councillor Mullen. Any queries or comments out of that? Anyone opposed to adopting the officer's recommendation? Carried. 10.3, review of policy manual and APOC manual. Mover and seconder. Councillor Bowie, Councillor Smoker. queries or comments out of that one? Anyone opposed to adopting recommendation? Great. 10.4, Register of Delegations Review. Mover and seconder, Councillor Miller. Councillor Mullen. Queries or comments out of that report? Anyone opposed to adopting the recommendation? Carried. There's no motions with previous notice have been given. No motion from members without notice. No new business of an urgent nature introduced by the decision of the meeting. 14 meeting is closed to the public. If we could have someone move that we're going to camera. Councillor Gangell, Councillor Miller. And is the time now, is it? Yep, so we're going to camera.
4:21.
Carried. Someone move, come back out of camera. That's the Smoker. Seconder, thanks. Councillor Mullen.
At 4:47.
Yep. Well, being no further business, we'll declare the meeting closed at
47.
The 8th.